When you hear predictions about the end of the world, do you believe them? Do they frighten you? The end is near. Jesus is coming soon. These kinds of predictions have been going on for thousands of years, and they never come true. And yet the next time they're stated, there are people who kind of get anxious and distressed, worried about what's that mean. And they tend to connect and tie together the end of the world and the words from this reading, the gospel, that talk about the end of time as a time when terrible, destructive things will happen. So we want to be clear today. What's the message that Christ wants to give to us? He says, no one knows when the end is near. That's the first thing to remember. No one knows. The second thing is this. The end is when all things are united as one in God's love. It's not when everything is terrible, when violence abounds. That's been going on from the history of the world onward. It never means that's the end. Jesus says, look for signs. This literature, this gospel, is called apocalyptic. And that's a word that means things hidden will be revealed. But what is hidden is that God is with us now. What's true is that you and I have been given the gift that we can accept the presence of God in us, in our lives, and begin to experience it. So you can either wake up and experience everything's awful, woe is me, it's all going bad, things are going to happen, I'm going to be judged and condemned. Or you can hear this gospel and recognize that what has been hidden among us is the truth that God is present with us and He loves us. And He's forgiven our sin. See, we are invited to be people of hope. We are invited to put our trust in God. And that's what needs to change. Rather than trusting in the things of this world that are going to pass away, we are invited to put our hope in God, to believe that eternal life is a gift that will be given and has been given to us, and we can experience it now, today. The end is near. The Lord is near for those who choose to accept Him. Listen to what you pray each time you say the Our Father. Thy kingdom come on earth. Now, we pray that. And then we're surprised when we hear that it's happened. Jesus comes as our Redeemer to announce to us that God is with us. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. So the journey is from watching all that goes on in the world that is terrible, what human beings do to each other, and choosing to enter into a new season, an advent, a coming of the Lord. And we learn that He is nearby and available to us if we choose to let Him be in our heart. But that means you have to give up all the fear. You have to give up all the trepidation and worry, fear of judgment and being punished. You have a God who loves you. You are asked each day not to believe in the woe is me and the end is near, but to believe that God is with us. God is the one who's near to us. That's what we celebrate. We come together to have communion with God and one another and recognize that we have a joy that comes from a hope that's placed in God's gift to us. And of course, there's always somebody who says, prove it. Prove it to me. Because if there was really a God, wouldn't He take away all the evil? Well, the truth is, God lets us be free. And if we want to do unkind things to one another, He's not going to stop us. He's not going to intervene. He's not going to come and take away our ability to speak because we gossip. He lets us create the world here today that we want. Just imagine God created the whole world and gave us everything we need to feed people, to take care of one another, to have a good life. But we misuse it, and we try to hoard it, and we get greedy, and we get suspicious and afraid, and we try to hold on to more and grab more, even when there are those who go without. It's a terrible way that we've learned to live, to believe that fear can guide us. We are invited today, my brothers and sisters, to turn from that way of living and turn to the Lord, who's present with us, who will touch our hearts, who will bring us peace. Because once we accept that we have eternal life with God, when we enter into a loving relationship with Him now, then things are different. So we get a choice every day. Trust in the things of this world or trust in God. And the things of this world are meant to be there for us to use, so it doesn't mean we renounce everything. It means we don't let it capture us, take us over. We say during the Mass, lift up your hearts. Have them let go of all the things that control them, that possess them, that you think are going to work out, but they won't. Who of us doesn't learn after some experience with life that difficult things happen to us? That doesn't mean God isn't with us. It doesn't mean God doesn't love us. His promise is for all eternity, not for the moment. And we can't be like unruly children who believe that if God won't do what we want, then we're going to withhold our response to Him. We won't let Him be a part of our lives. That's childish. That's the way children react when they're learning to grow. No, we're given a great gift. We're given the gift of eternal life, and we can enter into that life now by choosing God and choosing His love. And then we begin to live the day with peace and harmony. And we no longer need to be at war with one another. We no longer need to be suspicious or distressed. We are invited during this Mass to pray the prayer that says, relieve us of all distress. That's possible. That's available. All you have to do is choose it. You're not going to have it forced on you. You're not going to have it imposed. God isn't going to push you around and take away your free will. He simply says, here's a gift. Today you can be at peace. Or you can make war with one another and be angry and distressed and upset. You get your choice. But after you've made war with each other, don't ask why I let that happen. I didn't let it happen or make it happen. We choose to practice those habits that remove God from our presence. So when we pray during the Mass today, we recognize that we're not worthy of this gift, but it's given to us freely. All we need to do is believe in it, accept it, choose it. Be people of hope, people of joy, those who are peaceful because we have been blessed in so many ways by God's love.